Dan Foley. He will be working with the Police and Firefighter Fallen Heroes class. There's a memorial also coming up. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell us what your job is and a little bit about this Police and Firefighter Fallen Heroes class.
Well, what we basically do is, unfortunately, in the law enforcement community lately, we've noticed just a huge upswing in officers that have been killed in the line of duty, and what we've done for the last quite a few number of years is we've actually instructed and trained various departments and honor guard teams on what to do if they have a line of duty funeral. We found out over the years that very few departments are prepared for the huge tragic event when something like this takes place. And when it does happen, because they're so unprepared, they just don't know what to do. They're confused on protocol. The service itself is so gargantuan, it just overwhelms the entire community. So what we've done over the last number of years is we've formed a training program, and we actually bring departments, firefighters, officers, any public safety personnel together, and we instruct them on exactly what to do for line-of-duty funerals and also how to properly honor the national colors, how to properly carry the national colors, instruct them on the law, on taking care of the national colors.
Talk about the process itself. Is it day-long, weekend-long?
Well, what ends up happening is the class that everybody's gone through this week here in Wyandotte, it's been a week-long class. Starts on Monday morning, and just with anything, as with any other class, whether it's small kids coming to school or even the public safety professionals, they get together and they really don't know what they're about to enter into, but If you would, it's almost like going back to boot camp in military. While we may not scream and holler at them like they do in the military, we treat them very, very respectfully, but it's a very, very serious program. We take them through the very basics of facing movements, manual of arms with the rifles and with the axes to make sure that they're looking proficient, to understand exactly how to move as a cohesive unit, a cohesive team. Once they get through professionally with that, we go into casket watch, casket movement. Just like, basically, it would be just as though you were looking at a funeral at Arlington Cemetery. Just about everything is based off the military that we do.
And there's a memorial?
Well, there's a memorial for the law enforcement community in Washington, D.C., if that's what you're referring
yes.
to. Now, yes, in Washington, D.C., there's one for the National Law Enforcement Memorial. And I do know that the fallen firefighters have a national memorial as well.
All right. For police and firefighting units who have not had a chance to attend your class, how do they get a hold of you?
They can contact me through the Wyandotte Police Department. It's very easy to contact me. They're very supportive here at the city, and all you have to do is drop a call over there, and they'll place them in touch with me.
All right. Thanks so much, Dan. Enjoy your day.
Thank you so much, Tony. Have a great morning. We appreciate the support.